I don't remember if I told you this story. You know, back in Cincinnati, one of my my main duties as a priest, besides the obvious, which is offering Mass, is to take care of the sick and the dying. And there's a number of people on this list of people to visit, but there's this one who seems recently has a bit of problem with dementia. And so she seems to be one of those, she'll probably stick around for a while, but you never know. So I went ahead and anointed her. Well, as soon as she was put into a nursing home, that's when some of the troubles began to become more obvious. But in any case, I would notice that as I brought in Holy Communion to give to her, she would just keep talking and rambling, as if she didn't even know that our Lord was there. So she'd just do that, and I'd have to remind her, our Lord is here now, say your prayers, or say some prayers with her. And the one time I did it, she kept repeating out loud, which is very edifying, her Hail Mary, over and over and over again. But the next time that I came, this time to anoint her, I gave her a crucifix. As the rubrics say to do before you anoint them, you're supposed to present to the sick person a crucifix so that they can kiss it and then hold it as they receive that sacrament. And as soon as I gave it to her, I reminded her again, now say your prayer. And she held the crucifix up, and it was as if she saw someone. And she was, because of the way she was talking, praying, she was praying out loud, saying not formal prayers, but prayers that came from her heart, from her mind. And she was just speaking to our blessed Lord, take care of this person, take care of that. But I noticed, and was very touched by it, very edified, that she spoke to the crucifix as if our Lord was truly present there, having a real, honest-to-goodness conversation with our Lord. Do you talk that way with our Lord? Because here we have not an image. Here we have our Lord physically present. His body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. No more figures, no more images. It's not pretend. When the priest says the words, be the priest from Nigeria or Finland or America, when he says the words, this is my body, this is my blood, then the bread and the wine become truly, substantially, they are changed into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you talk to him here in this sacrament as that lady did before a crucifix? Imagine when our Lord was still living on earth, 2,000 and some years ago. Imagine him just passing by. He looks like any other man. He was perhaps, who knows, taller than most, but in any case, he was just like any other man. But there was something else about him, something that shone in his countenance too, that attracted people to come in and talk to him. But they would have, you can read the Gospels, all of these conversations that our Lord has in the streets, true conversations. Don't look at them as, well, this person is just saying whatever. No, they were true conversations because our God was also man in Jesus Christ. And you think of all of those conversations he had there. See how this person came because he was sick. This person came because he had a mother-in-law that was ill. This person would let a sick person on a bed down through a roof into a crowded room just so that our Lord could heal this sick person. One soldier comes and says, well, my servant is sick, and so on and so forth. Usually it has to do with sickness, but they always feel free to approach our Lord and bring all of their worries to him because they knew that he was not only man, but he was God, that he knew and had all the power in the universe. He had all that power. by a simple act of his will, he could heal those sick people. By a single act. Just as he created the whole world and all that is in it, by a simple act of his will, and just as he redeemed the world through the crucifixion, so by a simple act of his will, think of it, that simple, he can heal a person, no matter how bad his sickness is. Now, about those problems that you're having now, here, something lost, or a sick relative, a worry, maybe there's a temptation. Maybe you're the type of person that never lives in the present, it seems, up here anyway, but you're always living in the past, thinking about all of the miseries, all the sins you've committed, and it almost brings you down to despair. Or maybe you're the type that lives in the future, worrying about what tomorrow has, instead of focusing on the present, giving the present moment to the love of God, and letting providence take care of all the rest. About all those problems that you have now, here's the answer and the solution, right there above our tabernacle. You don't see his human nature. He looks like bread, but that's because he knew that in this way, he would be easier to approach and easier to receive in Holy Communion. So you see his love there and his providence. But here is all the power in heaven and on earth contained in that tiny white host. And he knows your problems. Nothing is secret from it. He knows where that thing is that you lost. He knows about the hidden little sufferings that you're trying to hide from everyone else. He knows them. And he has all the power to take care of them. So then go to him with confidence. Whenever you see our Lord, if you come into church, kneel before the tabernacle, remember, he's the same God that walked the streets of Jerusalem, and healed the sick, and converted souls, and that finally, out of love for you, died on the cross. Here is the same God with that same love, that same power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.